supporters, players and administrators are all strongly opposed to the Prime Minister's compulsory identity card scheme. Why doesn't she just for once listen to their voice?
The Minister of Sport, I think he's actually admitted to using, as it were, blackmail against the clubs to say, look, if you support this ID scheme, I will get you back into Europe. So he really, at the moment, is actually holding his back.
Obviously, if I disliked somebody's face, I could say they've done something, throw them out of the ground, their ID card could be withdrawn, and they might actually have trouble going abroad.
I'm 57 years of age, what the hell do I want an identity? I'm 3
level
away after the war.
Mr. Moynihan says he met Ms. Bordes on 3 occasions, and always, he says, in the presence of other MPs. But the Sports Minister is making it clear he had what he calls no involvement with the girl.
The first. Often managed by families. The running of them is in a very highly sophisticated hierarchical structure. Often the people who have started a lot of the problems have been sitting in the comfortable seats indicating to others to start a movement down on the terraces, where people who would in no way go to football to become involved in a punch up or whatever are aggravated and become involved in fighting. So certainly I want to stop people thieving at football matches, just as I want to stop people hitting each other.
The Nicholas Ridley says hooliganism is a real threat which must be countered by the law.
The way in which they might be checked by police and others could be dangerous, and I think there's another truth in that.
Many members of both houses are against the scheme.
Stop the idea now!
The inquiry today's government bill implementing a compulsory ID card for football fans as using a steamroller to crack a nut.
I think there's another truth in that.
We're going to go ahead with the scheme, even if they don't want to.
Undoubtedly, there is a general climate of aggression. It is one that is associated with almost a euphoric, tribal reaction. People can get involved in a crowd, they get carried away with euphoria. There's the chanting that goes with that. And in that crowd, they lose the sense of responsibility. A lot of the youngsters look up to top sportsmen as people who are their heroes and heroines. And if rackets are thrown at Wimbledon, there are kids who imitate by example. If we had 6,000 arrests in rugby league, or boxing, or angling, or women's hockey, or racing, then it would be the duty of government to take action for that sport. I would like to see, and government would like to see at the moment, the exclusion orders accepted. A national membership scheme in a clearly defined area with specific access can be very effective. The interesting point about the bill is it actually protects individual liberty more than currently exists for the football supporter. They take their shoes off, they get their name, addresses, they get a photograph of them, and they'll eject them.
The problem is that there's really been no proper pilot scheme. Luton's gates are below 10,000 average. They've dropped 27% since the membership card has been introduced.
Mr. Moynihan.